You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, working in association with eNew York, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are visiting with Sherry Rubalusky, who launched New York's premier lash extension studio, Lash Boutique, in 2006 and has quickly made a name for herself in the industry on both the East and West Coast. Sherry, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Yes, thank you too, Eric.
For starters, tell me, what are eyelash extensions?
Well, they are comprised of synthetic strands of they replicate a natural eyelash, so they are thick at one base and they taper to the end. And I apply them on a lash-by-lash basis to your natural lashes. And I give you a look, lengthen and thicken your natural eyelashes.
So what are they made of?
Well, there are a lot of lashes out there on the market, but here at Lash Boutique we carry a synthetic brand. It's a polyester blend. So there are no known allergic reactions with synthetic.
Can anyone get eyelash extensions? I mean, what if someone has very irritable eyes or allergies? I know that you mentioned that there's no allergy reactions. What if one has contacts, et cetera? Could one apply eyelash extensions?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, I have a lot of clients who come in with contacts. Anybody can get them. As long as you have natural lashes for me to apply a synthetic to, you can have synthetic lashes.
This may be a no-brainer, but what are the advantages or benefits, other than looking pretty, of having eyelash extensions?
Well, that's a major one for sure. But other benefits are, you know, no more removing your mascara at night. You know, I really tell my clients, I feel like it takes years off your life. You know, a lot of my clients, as you know, I'm in New York, so a lot of people here, we work really hard. We're very busy. Our schedule is hectic. It saves you time in the morning. It makes you look younger. It brings a focus above the top of your eye, not below, where maybe you have dark circles. And clients who, of course, it's there for, you know, it makes you look beautiful. But some clients just don't really have naturally long lashes, or clients have very blonde, light lashes. So I can make a look depending on what you want. And it's there's so many great benefits to eyelash extensions, so many great ones.
How long do they last once applied?
Well, once applied, I mean, typically the last lash can fall off in 90 days. But what you want to do, if it's something you have to maintain, it has to be something you want to do regularly, and it's, you have to come back, because your lashes shed, like the hair on your head. People don't know this, but it's true. Each lash that you have, so we have 3 to 5 layers of lashes, okay? And each lash that we have that grows in and falls out, grows in from a 60 to 90 day cycle and falls out in 90 days. Now, when the synthetic lash is attached to it, that lash stays as long as the natural lash is there. So what happens is, you will start shedding your lashes every few days. You may see 3 lashes fall off in one day. Maybe you'll see no lashes fall off for a few days. But you want to come in every 3 to 4 weeks for a touch-up. So to maintain them, you need to come in every 3 to 4 weeks. But if you want to just do one full set and that's it, you want to do it for a special event, the last lash could fall off at that 90 days.
How long does the service take for your clients once they decide to come in and apply eyelash extensions? How long does the service take?
The first service, I like to tell my clients to save about an hour and a half of time out of their schedule for me. I've never gone to 2 hours, but, you know, if a client's really talkative and she wants to talk about the look before she comes in or how to maintain them at the end, that's fine. But, you know, typically it's 1.5 hours. And then the fills are an hour. I like to schedule an hour with my clients for the fills.
If you don't mind, break it down a little bit how you do apply the lashes.
Sure. It's quite comfortable for my clients. People are afraid that it's going to be painful, and it's very painless. You know, my clients are laying on a massage table. Their knees are elevated. I put a blanket on them. Their eyes are closed. And what I'm doing is I'm sitting behind them, and I'm separating their eyelashes with tweezers, and I'm attaching the synthetic lash one lash at a time. I almost feel like I'm doing surgery. and I use a medical-grade adhesive. It's used on open wounds in doctor's offices.
Today we are joined by Sherry Rebeluski, founder of New York's premier lash extension studio, Lash Boutique, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with E! New York, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How does one know what length is right for them and their eye shape?
Well, you know, that's kind of where I come in. I mean, I have my clients tell me the look they want. You know, they can bring photos, or I show them photos that I have here. I just ask them in a few words what it is they're looking for. You know, some of my clients will say natural, or say I really want to go extreme. But quite frankly, I can only attach a synthetic lash that's twice the length of your natural eyelash. So if you have very, very short lashes, which a lot of people think they do, and I tell them, no, these are not the shortest I've seen, I can go twice as long as their natural eyelash because I don't want to do anything that's going to damage. So I make sure that I'm going to have a synthetic lash that on their natural lash that can support the weight of that synthetic. But you know, it's fun. You know, we can do so many different things. Every time a client comes in, I mean, I had a lady client for about 4 years, and we went from a very natural look to a very extreme look. She met a man and got engaged. She went back to being natural. You know, I've had people, like, after a while seeing me, they add colors. You know, it's really fun. We can change the shape. We can always change the thickness. We can change the curve. So it's really the length actually just depends on the length of their own natural eyelash. But we can play around with many other things.
What kind of cost or expense is one looking at?
Well, it ranges based on the amount of lashes I apply per eye. So we're talking about $150 for 30 lashes up to $525 for 110. And I know that sounds a little scary, but the only reason why it's so much in the beginning because I use the most lashes during this application. And after that, the cost goes down quite a lot. And it's $110 through $220 for a touch-up. That's from 1 week to 1 month. Or no, excuse me, 5 weeks for a touch-up. So typically, if you're coming in every 3 weeks, you're about spending $132 for your fills.
Does one have to stay out of the pool or sauna after the application?
Not at all. It's fantastic. These are waterproof. I like to tell my clients, yes, okay, like tonight, after they come in and they see me, I say, do not tonight go and go sit in the sauna for 2 hours or go swimming or for sure the day of the application. I just want to make sure those lashes dry thoroughly throughout the evening. But no, I've had clients go on vacation. They had a client come back. She's a surfer. She's like, I got hit by the waves, and look at my lashes. It's as if I never went on vacation. So these lashes can last through anything, really. They're pretty fabulous.
Fantastic. So can one keep their regular routine with their new lashes?
Oh, of course. Yes, most definitely. People might change a few things. Let's say you do yoga at night, 8 or 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock at night. Well, my clients will do yoga before they come and see me so they can do their hot yoga or, you know, because, you know, you sweat during yoga. They do their yoga before. They take a shower at their yoga class. They come here so that way their lashes are all clean, and that way they can go home and just, you know, do what they have to do for the evening so they won't do anything that's going to affect the bond for that evening.
Now, looking at the business aspect, why did you decide to start your own business and especially in this industry?
Well, you know, it really wasn't what I was doing in the beginning. I was a makeup artist, and then I loved doing makeup, but knew the industry was a really tough industry. A lot of competition, not afraid of that, but I thought, you know, I really loved the industry. I thought, let me go into beauty and go get my license to do skin. And I went to school for aesthetics and got my license to do skin and waxing and went straight into opening up a business to do those two things. And my girlfriend had mentioned while my boutique was being renovated, and this was in Portland, Oregon, before I moved to New York City, and she mentioned eyelash extensions. I'd start doing some research, and I thought, I've never even heard of this procedure, but it seems pretty neat. And who's going to get eyelash extensions? It's so bizarre. But I thought, you know, I'll add it to my menu. And I went to a course a few weeks later in Boston, and I fell in love. And honestly, I came back and never even did a waxing or a facial. It went straight into eyelashes. So I did it because I just fell in love with it. I love the procedure. I love the way it changed a woman's look. I love the way women reacted after doing it. It just became my passion, and so from there I decided I'm going to make something of it. If you love something enough, you can go for it. So I opened up a little lash boutique in Portland, Oregon, and it was running for about a year. I sold it. It's still running. And I moved to New York and became a trainer with the company and then opened a boutique here.
That is phenomenal. So how has the economy impacted both of your businesses?
Well, yes, it has a little bit, of course, but you know, when, you know, a couple years back, right, when everything happened, I was very worried, but I had a lot of clients that told me that even their husbands were trying to budget in their eyelashes. It's just something women become addicted to and make it a part of their routine and part of their life, because it's just, like I mentioned, the other benefits of, other than looking pretty, it saves you time in the morning. You know, there are a lot of great benefits. So people, you know, of course, I think everybody is affected a little bit. But I have some really diehard clientele, some lash addicts, and you know, I'm keeping up. I'm keeping strong. I'm very lucky.
So how does one set up an appointment with you and get started looking better than ever?
Great. Well, they can contact us online, Lash Boutique. They can book an appointment online, lashboutique.com, or they can call us here. The number is 347-417-6004, or they can email reception@lashboutique.com. Many ways to get a hold of us.
Definitely, and keeping it all convenient. In conclusion, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's desiring to start a business like you or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
Well, you know, I mean, I really just never, it's all about your mindset. You know, if you like something enough, you go for it. It's not going to be easy. I've definitely hit bumps in the road, but I've always been really positive, knowing that I'm going to do something with it. If I felt very strong about and passionate about what I do, which I obviously do, I love what I do, you can create something from that. And, you know, just never give up. I mean, you can't just do that. If this was easy, everybody would be doing it. So.
Very true. She is Sherry Robuluski, founder of New York's premier lash extension studio, Lash Boutique, and the website of reference for contact and to set up an appointment, it's lashboutique.com. Sherry, thanks so much for joining us on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thank you too so much. Have a great day.
This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio in conjunction with E! New York, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.